Hello and welcome to another episode of Sam Park's podcast. My name is Khotatso Duane. Let's join my colleague Chris Patton in Kruger as he finds and describes a natural phenomenon of epic proportions. It's always impressive to see animals in large numbers. The wildebeest migrations in East Africa, the sardine run along the Durban coastline, locust swans, etc. Sometimes people yearn for the massive numbers of animals that used to roam the globe. Massive flocks of passenger pigeons in North America, herds of millions of springboks stretching on 4 kilometers in South Africa's Karoo interior. Such mass conglomerations are now a thing of the past. But a couple of months ago, reports started to filter through of an eruption and assembly of abnormally huge numbers of a type of small bird called Aquilia in Kruger National Park's Kukuza region. Here is Chris on the ground describing what he found.
Welcome to another Sam Park's podcast, recording live from Kukuza West Camp in Kruger National Park. I'm on the banks of the Sabi River in Kukuza Camp, and over the last month or so, local residents have reported a rather unusual phenomenon. The numbers of red-billed quilia that are roosting in the reed beds around the camp has been more extreme than any of the residents can remember in living memory. The red-billed quilia, for those of you who don't know it, is a tiny little finch-like bird, a seed eater that is nomadic and prone to eruptions depending on fault conditions, and I guess climate and other factors have combined to mean that right now fault condition is perfect for the mass eruption in numbers. And when I say mass eruption, I'm talking millions of these little birds that are coming in to roost in the reeds every night. But also during the day, I've been watching the river. There's been swarms of these birds moving up and downstream, and they sort of fly in these mass flocks, hundreds, thousands of birds, and it's amazing to see them change direction all simultaneously. They're almost like a live snake flying through the air. They swarm and they swirl, they twist and they turn, and they often land on the sandbanks of the river and take sips of water and then suddenly take off again all simultaneously. How they know to do it in such synchronization, I don't really know. Tiny nondescript birds at the moment. They're non-breeding plumage, so they're pretty much plain brown and grey and fawn colours, and they've got this pinky red conical beak. Which gives them their name, the red-billed quilia. They reckon they're the most numerous bird on Earth, billions of them throughout the continent of Africa. Really special to hear them. I hope you were able to hear the twitterings of the quilias as they go to roost. The reed beds here at Kukuza are quite extensive, and these little birds, they sort of cram into the reeds, pushing close to their neighbors for safety. So you might have a reed that has 10, 20 birds on it and starts to bend under the strain. Overhead, some hardy-dar ibises, also heading to find a nice big tree to roost. But these little quilias are here en masse. Perhaps not quite the same sheer numbers as there were 2 or 3 weeks ago, but still impressive nonetheless. I'll just put the recorder back on again. Still in the same spot, but it's not the quilias that are exciting me right now. It's a troop of banded mongoose that are making their way along the riverbank. Just the other side of the camp fence, between myself and the reeds. Hopefully you can still hear the quilias twittering away. but this troop of mongoose, there's probably about 15, 20 of them making their way. Unlike some of the mongooses, the banded mongoose are diurnal. That means they come out during the day. So I suspect that these little fellas who've been out roaming and searching for food for most of the day are heading to their burrows for the, for some safety at night. And yeah, their burrows seem to be in the in amongst the reed beds. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they were actually trying to get a last-minute snack before they go to sleep, feeding on some of the roosting quillas. But I don't think so. I think they've made their way into the burrows. Oh, here they come. There they go. Can you hear them scurrying? Yeah. Lots of them. They're probably a little smaller than a domestic cat, and much lower to the ground, much shorter legs. They're a sort of grey-brown colour with darker grey stripes along their body. Yeah, and they sort of dived into a clump of bushes. No, they're still going on, making their way slower now. They've got cute little faces, little reddish noses, and yeah, they stop to look at me. Maybe if I make a little squeaky noise, they'll stop and they'll turn around. Ooh, there they go. I've suddenly got a fright. Yeah, a troop of banded mongoose. Apart from the miracle of the skimmers, what's also remarkable is the sheer number of quillas coming into roost. There's just a steady stream, perhaps a kilometre long, of birds. Hopefully you can hear their wing beats as they fly past me. And still they come. Tiny little seed-eating birds spend the day foraging, but at night time come seek communal safety in the reeds of major rivers throughout the park. Estimations are that there's over 33 million of them in the park at any one time, and because of the drought cycle at the moment, it seems that they're congregating in even bigger numbers along the major rivers in the park, impressively down at Skukuza, but here at Letaba just as good. Wow, it's phenomenal. I said a kilometre long, I think more. And the column is probably about 5 meters wide. Just a plethora of birds moving along, seeking shelter, and still they come. It's uncanny. As far as I look upstream, there's just birds. We're talking millions. Think of the biomass that they must consume each day, out in the veld, foraging for food. What's remarkable is just in front of me, they seem to split into two columns, one going along the river, one going a little bit inland. One or two larger birds get caught up amongst them. When I say larger birds, I say birds like starlings and babblers and other things, sort of medium-sized birds. Wow, what a treat. And still they come. I do hope the microphone will pick up their whoosh as they pass.
Wow. I've seen big congregations of them before, but never one this big. This is phenomenal. They're so small, they just look like leaves. They're caught in a storm. Just all they can. Split up a bit as a big grey heron flies past. But no, they're back again. I wonder where they're going. Exactly, because there's just so many of them. What reed bed can hold them? And the ones that are going inland, I think, will be roosting the night in thorn trees or mopani trees, seeing as we're up north. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal sight. I don't know if this recording will do it justice. Install the cam. It's like there's a volcano that's just erupting, and birds, tiny little birds, are just being spewed forth out. Thoughts of the skimmers are forgotten. This is mad. My colleague said this Cucuza gathering was the most they'd ever seen. But wow, I think this doesn't exceed that. It at least gives it a good go. Because still they're coming. The sheer volume of birds is like nothing I've ever seen before. It's like a plague. You get plagues of locusts, but this is one of quillias. Fishy will fly past on the opposite bank. Still they come. Those little tweet, tweet, tweet you just heard, or hopefully heard. It's amazing. And still they come. Now it must have been a steady stream of several kilometers of birds. Just whooshing past. So split in the flow again as a great white eagle flies past. But still they come. Unbelievable. Wow. Last other car has given up a ghost. Tossed to stand down and drink out the window, just the liquid, not the glass. Still these birds are coming, and there's just no end in sight. Never seen such an abundance of wildlife ever. This is phenomenal. I must have been talking to you for at least 10 minutes now. Still they come. They're not going inland anymore. And the numbers are beginning to dwindle. No, they're not. They're getting bigger. There. The cuckoo's just going past as well. The stream's becoming a little bit more erratic now, like it started out before I noticed what was happening. But still they come. Yeah, and I'm going to have to call it quits because I've got to get back before gate closing time. But this is amazing. This has been one of the miracles of nature that I've ever witnessed. I was emotional when I saw the skimmers after all that searching, knowing how amazing it was that they'd come back. This is even more amazing. Still they come. Back with a vengeance. There's just no end. Every time I think it's finished, I look and there's just another swarm. Here we go again. The microphone doesn't pick up their whooshing as they fly past, then I feel a bit despair, but hopefully you'll get some little evidence of background noise. Wow, wow, wow. Will they come? Not so much overhead anymore, they're now going more inlet, more in over the river. Okay, there's a break in proceedings. Well, there's a few lost stragglers. Unbelievable. Where are they coming from? Absolutely amazing. There's another skimmer. From the fading light, couldn't quite see. But the quillias are back with more and more and more. Wow, what a treat. Okay, I'm gonna sign off now, but I think I might have to come back tomorrow morning early to see if I can pick up the skimmers again. Maybe get a photograph of them in better light. Okay, signing out for the day. 13 minutes before 6. I've got 13 minutes to get back to camp. Should just about do it.